ゴールデンウィークいかがお過ごしになられましたか？
How was it? The big GW?
GW って呼ぶの？
Golden Week is short GW.
かっこいいね、なんかね。
Yeah, thank you.
マークさんが言うとなんかすごいかっこいい聞こえるな。
Golden Week, yeah. Nice time.
で、まあ、明日、連休明けて仕事に行く、学校行くのちょっともう、
嫌
だなーって、ちょっとブルーになってる人もいるかもしれないんですけど。
You don't want to go back to work, do you? Tomorrow, you know, after a few days off, you just want to keep it going, don't you?
ねえ。ですけど今日はですね、一週間の始まり、この日に皆さんと一緒にこうして礼拝して、神様をが本当にどんな素晴らしい計画を持っておられるのか、また知って、新しい力、リフレッシュされて、フル充電されて、新しい一週間始められたらなって思います。
So, you know, what better way to come to gather around God's Word, to power up, to refresh, to get that battery up to 100% again, to go back to your work week.
今日はですね、メッセージシリーズの、狭間でですね、今日1回の、ポイント、メッセージになるんですけど。
Okay, so, you know, this is going to be a one-off kind of message today. It's going to be something special for you.
今日は、ルカによる福音書の10章30節から始まるストーリーにを中心に話すので、ぜひ聖書をお持ちの方、携帯でも紙の聖書でもぜひ開いておいてほしいなと思います。
Whether it be digital or paper, if you'd like to look at、what the message is going to be coming from, it's going to be coming out of Luke today, mostly out of Luke chapter 10, starting from verse 30.
今日皆さんがどのような状況で来たとしても、本当に神様が皆さんに語りたい言葉があると信じています。
And no matter where you come from, where you're going, our walk in life is going to be much better with Jesus walking next to us.
ですので、期待をして、お祈りして始めたいと思います。
So let's expect great things and start with prayer.
恵み深い天のお父さん、あなたが私たちに語ってくださる神様だと私たちは信じています。
Dear graceful and heavenly Father, we thank you and we are just looking forward to listening to your word.
神様どうぞ今日私たちが、心を開き、思いを開いてあなたの言葉を受け取れるように助けてください。
Please Lord, prepare our hearts. Let it be rich soil that's going to take that word and it's going to plant into our hearts.
今日あなたの御言葉によって私たちを満たしてください。
Please Lord, fill us up. Give us the spiritual nourishment we need today.
新しい力を充電してください。
Please, Lord, power us up. Just fill us up with your power.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
多くの人は、聖書、もしくは、キリスト教とか、クリスチャンっていうのを聞くとですね、なんか守らなきゃいけないってことがたくさんあって、あれをしてはいけない、あれをしなきゃいけないとか、いろんなルールの数々があるんじゃないかと考えています。
There are so many people when they think about Christianity, about the Bible, they think of the Bible as a book full of all these rules, things that you're supposed to do or supposed to not do.
で、聖書っていうのが神様の掟がいっぱい書いてある、こうキリスト教の聖典なんでしょ、教典なんでしょっていうふうに考えている人が、とても多いんですね。
And so the Bible could be referred to as the Christian rule book. Some people would tend to lean towards calling it something like that.
ですから、多くの人がクリスチャンとして生きるっていうのは、いろんなルールを守って生きることなんだと感じてしまっているんじゃないかなと思うんです。
So there are so many Christians out there that would just think that to be a good Christian, there's all these things that I need to do.
しかし、事実は違って、聖書の本質はルールではなくて愛なんです。
But the real, you know, reason behind the Bible and everything written in it, the gospel itself, it's all about one thing, and that would be love.
イエス様も実際このように言っています。マタイによる福音書22章37節から。
Looking in the Bible to chapter, so to Matthew chapter 22, from verse 37, it says this.
そこでイエスは彼に言われた。心を尽くし、思いを尽くし、知力を尽くして、あなたの神である主を愛せよ。これが大切な第一の戒めです。あなたの隣人をあなた自身のように愛せよ。という第二の戒めもそれと同じように大切です。律法全体と預言者、つまりその当時あった聖書の全体が、この二つの戒めにかかっているのです。
Okay, so looking at Matthew 22:37 to 40, it says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments."
またイエス様は他の場面ではこのように言ってるんです。あなた方に新しい戒めを与えましょうって。だけどそれはなんか。誰も聞いたことないような新しい斬新な教えではなかったんです。イエス様こう言いました。あなた方に新しい戒めを与えましょう。互いに愛し合いなさい。私があなた方を愛したように、あなた方も互いに愛し合いなさい。
And Jesus also said this in the Gospel of John. And he said, I have a new commandment for you. And people got excited, like, oh, this is going to be something new. But it's actually, he's just saying the same thing in a different way. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another.
ですから、イエス様の言葉から分かるように、聖書が私たちに伝えたいことっていうのは、神様がどのような方であり、私たちをどのように愛してくださっているかです。
So what Jesus is trying to tell us through the Bible, in the message, it just continually becomes, well, who is God and how much God loves us.
そして同時に、目に見えない神様を私たちはどう愛することができるのか。
And, you know, as we try to understand God, that we cannot see with our eyes, how do we have this relationship with God?
そして、それを土台にして私たちはどうお互いに愛を表していくのかということ。
And this is also going to become the foundation as to how we love and we treat each other.
そして、聖書に書かれていることっていうのは全てそれを私たちの人生にもたらす、それを可能にしている福音について書いてあるんです。
And so all of this, it's all written in the Bible as to how to live this life, how to show this love, and that is what we call the gospel.
そして福音を信じるというのはどういうことなのか、そして福音を信じて生きる、クリスチャンとして生きるというのがどういう生き方なのか、方として生きるのかというのを私たちに聖書は、見せて教えてくれているわけです。
And so the gospel, okay, what is the gospel? And what do we do when we believe in the gospel? And how do we live the gospel? And this is what we're going to learn from the Bible.
ですから福音を信じる生き方というのは、神様の愛を知って、それに満たされて、単純にお互いを愛し合うという生き方に導かれるということになります。
So to believe in the gospel, what does that mean? Simply put, it means that you believe in God's love for you, and then you in turn share that love with others.
イエス様はそのような生き方をされました。そしてイエス様はその生き方を分かりやすく一つの例え話で、伝えているのが今日これから読むストーリーです。
Jesus' life itself was the role model for that. He showed everyone in everything he did, and he also told it many times in several ways, and today we're going to go over one of those parables.
そしてこの例え話はよく良いサマリア人という、タイトルのとして、ストーリーとして、呼ばれています。
We're going to talk about the Good Samaritan today, a very famous parable of Jesus.
イエス様はこの場面なんですけども、ある律法の専門家、こう聖書、その当時持っていた聖書にもう詳しい、それをマスターしている、それを暗記しているような律法の専門家がイエス様のところに来て、あなたはイエス様、あなたは隣人を愛しなさいって言うけど、隣人って誰なんですかっていう、ふうに質問したところから始まります。
So before Jesus gets into the story of the Good Samaritan, the setting is that there's a scribe of the law. He's very well learned in the Bible that was available in those days, the Old Testament. And he asked Jesus, well, Jesus, you say love your neighbor. Okay, well, who is our neighbor?
そしてイエス様はその質問に対する答えとしてこの例え話をされたんです。
And so in answer to this question, Jesus gave this parable.
ではルカによる福音書10章の30節から少しずつこう、読み進めたいと思います。
Okay, so we're going to just kind of work our way slowly through the parable now from Luke chapter 10.
このように始まります。ある人がエルサレムからエリコへ下る道でと始まります。
It starts out, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
この人、ある人というのはこのストーリーではユダヤ人を指しています。
And a man, actually this man was a Jewish man.
そしてこのある道をこう出てくるんですけども、この道は、とても有名な道で誰もが通ったことがあるような、すごい、主要な道だったんです。
And this is a really famous way. This would be like your serious highway. I mean, a lot of people would have taken this route from Jerusalem to Jericho.
で、大体このエルサレムからエリコの町っていうのは約24キロぐらいの下り坂、文字通り下り坂です。
So it's about 24 kilometers downhill, and yeah, just from going down from Jerusalem, being at the top and working your way down towards Jericho.
24キロぐらい歩いたことあるという人いますか
？Anybody has actually walked 24 kilometers?
マラソンされた。
マラソン type?
Walking
lead time. Good job,
buddy. どこからどこまで行けるのか。僕考えてみたんですけど、僕大阪の南の堺というところから来てるんですけど、約27、8キロなんですね。だからそれに近い距離を朝歩いてくることを考えたら、 深夜10時ぐらい、12時ぐらいに出ないともう無理やなってぐらいの距離なんです。
And so, for myself, being Hide, he's saying that he lives down in the south end of Hosaka. If you've ever been to the south end of Osaka and that area there, and you were to work your way all the way up through Osaka, through Nishinomiya, and come out to Nishinomiya Kitaguchi, it would be around 28 kilometers. So, thinking if I was going to walk that, then I'd probably need to leave about last night at around 10 p.m. in order to get here in time for service.
ね、それぐらいの距離、
あるわけですね。事件が起こります。And so, of course, something happens during this walk.
強盗に襲われた。強盗どもはその人の着物を剥ぎ取り、殴りつけ、半殺しにして逃げていった。
Right, sorry, sound effects. Yes, so as he was walking down from Jerusalem to Jericho, when he was attacked by robbers, they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead.
この道は実は通称がありまして、血の道と呼ばれてました。
This road had a nickname, the road of blood.
まあそれぐらい強盗殺人事件がもうこう多発する道だったんです
か。Yeah, well, it was really popular. There was a lot of accidents and a lot of terrible things like this were happening there.
でもエルサレムからエリコという町に行くにはこの道を通るしかなかったんですね。
But to go to, from Jerusalem to Jericho, this was the only way to go.
でこの人も強盗に会って半殺しの状態で道に放置されて、もうそのまま夜が来てしまえばもう死んでしまうだろうという状況に置かれました。
Okay, so we've got a guy, he's half dead Jewish guy here, and if night came and he was still lying there on the road, probably he wouldn't make it through the night.
そこへ次の31節。たまたま祭司というのは宗教家のリーダーのような人ですね。が一人その道を下ってきたが、彼を見ると反対側を通り過ぎていった。同じようにレビ人というのは、礼拝をする神殿で働く人たちです。レビ人もその場所に来て彼を見ると反対側を通り過ぎていった。
Okay, so we've got this half-dead guy here on the road, and what happens? A priest happened to go down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he also passed by on the other side.
きっと強盗に襲われるような人気のあまりないような、そうきっと暗くなり始めたような時間だったんだと思うんですけども、このもうちょっと意識があるのかないのかという状態で、ああよかった、誰が来た、助けてくれという思いで足音聞いてたと思います。
You know, for the half dead guy, he's laying there on the side of the road like, oh, it's getting dark, my hopes are failing, if it gets dark, I'm probably not going to make it through the night, and oh, wait, I hear footprints, is that someone coming? Oh, help me, please.
だけど残念なことが起こりました。
But a really sad thing happened.
そこを通りかかった二人の人に共通していることは、倒れてる人には気づいた、気づいてない。
You know, so the people that were walking by, these first two, did they not notice him? Did they just happen to drive by too fast?
気づいたんです。
No, they definitely noticed him.
だけど残念なことに彼に関わろうとせずに避けて通ってしまいました。
But instead of going to him, they actually went all the way to the other side of the road to avoid having to deal with him.
もしそのままであれば彼は死んでしまったと思うんですけども、33節。ところがあるサマリア人が旅の途中そこに来合わせました。
It would have been the end for this man, except in verse 33 we see that a Samaritan, as he traveled, came to where the man was.
このイエス様の例え話を聞いた人たちっていうのはみんなその時点でちょっと表情が変わります。
You know, as soon as Jesus said this sentence, the crowd that was listening to Jesus, probably something that the atmosphere changed.
何サマリア人だって?
What? A Samaritan? He's probably going to finish him off, right? What?
サマリア人を登場させ、何させるっていうんだ?
Oh, those dirty Samaritans, I bet. Why, I oughta.
なぜそう感じるかというと、ユダヤ人たちはこのサマリア人っていう民族をすごく軽蔑してたんです。
And the reason why is because they were like the butt of all the jokes. The Samaritans were hated by the Jewish people for a lot of different reasons.
サマリア人っていうのはユダヤ人と他の国の民族が混じり合った民族なんですね。
The Samaritans were a group of people that were not only Jewish, but they had actually intermarried and they were mixed with other, societies.
でユダヤ人たちは神様のルールに基づくと純潔主義を貫かなければ間違っていると考えたので、そういうサマリア人をすごく意味嫌って敵のように扱ったんです。
And so for the Jewish people, they were very, very strict in their traditional ways, and they liked to keep the blood clean of their family and their relatives and ancestors. And so for these Samaritans that had kind of intermarried and stuff like that, they were really pretty much considered enemies.
そのサマリア人がそこを通りかかって、彼を見てかわいそうに思い、近寄って傷にオリーブ油とブドウ酒を注いで包帯をし、自分の家畜に乗せて宿屋に連れて行き、解放してやった。次の日、彼はデナリ2つを取り出し、宿屋の主人に渡していった。解放してあげてください。もっと費用がかかったら、私が帰りに払います。
So, what does the Samaritan guy do? When he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.
ところで皆さん今日包帯持ってますか?
Hey, does anybody have some bandages on them? Band-aids, anything? Plasters?
この人はたまたま持ってたんでしょうかね?
Seriously, this guy just happened to have a bunch of bandages on him?
いや、多分そうじゃなくて、きっと自分の服を着て、でこうそれを包帯で使ってあげたんでしょうね。
Probably he didn't have any bandages. Probably he took some of his robe and he ripped off part of his own clothing to probably wrap this guy up.
彼はひょっとしたら道で倒れている人がいるかもしれないと思って、ロバをもう一匹余分に連れてきたんでしょうかね。
You know, he probably didn't have the, you know, thinking that, hey, just in case I run into a guy that's half dead on the road, I think I'll just bring an extra ride. I'll just take this extra, donkey with me today.Probably not.
きっと自分が乗っていた、家畜に彼を乗せてあげて自分が代わりに歩いたんでしょうね。
Instead of, having an extra ride, I'm sure he probably put this man on his own donkey and he gave him his ride, so he probably needed to walk from that point.
初めて会う、しかも社会的には敵であった人をこのように助けたっていうんです。
And so this is obviously the first time he'd ever met this man that was laying on the ground. I'm sure he could tell right away that it was a Jewish man who would probably hate him anyway.
でもイエス様はこの単純明快なストーリーを話した後で律法の専門家にこう聞き返します。
And so, through this parable, Jesus was making a really clear point, to the scribe of the law in order to, explain the question that he had been asked.
この3人の中で誰が強盗に襲われた者の隣人になったと思いますか?
So he asked the scribe of the law, So which of these 3 men do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?
律法の専門家の最初の質問というのは誰が隣人ですか? どこまで愛すれば私は律法をちゃんと守ったことになるんですか? 神様に受け入れられますか? っていう考えでした。
For the scribe of the law, he was asking Jesus, you know, what, who is our neighbor? In order for me to fulfill, the law, I want to know, exactly who is it I'm supposed to be helping so that I can be accepted by God.
でもその質問に対して、イエス様は、あなたが隣人とするべき人はこうですって言ったんじゃなくて、誰が隣人になってあげましたか?誰にとっての隣人になってあげられますかという考え方を実は変えようとしているんです。
So, what Jesus did by asking, the question in the way he did, he took the man's question of who is my neighbor instead of Jesus saying, well, these kind of people are your neighbors. He took the question and he rephrased it by saying, who could you help? Who is it, of these 3 that was the helping neighbor? Who, could you be a helping neighbor to?
つまりこの律法をよく知っていた神様のルールをよく知っていた人は律法ルールによってその愛する範囲というのをはっきりと定めることによって、自分は律法をちゃんと守れているというふうに知りたかったんです。
And so for this man of the law who loved to follow tradition, if Jesus would define who was his neighbor, then it would be defining who he needed to love, and he would only try to fulfill it within that box.
でもイエス様はそうじゃなくて、それ制限をつけるんじゃなくて、あなたが誰にとっての隣人になれるのかを考えてほしいんだっていうふうにイエス様は言われたんです。
But instead of having a box that this, man could kind of grasp, he tried to take it out of the box and said, who would it be possible for you to love as a neighbor?
そしてこういうふうに質問されたら答え分かりますよね。
Obviously, in this, setting, it would be very easy to figure out who was
the good neighbor, 誰が隣人になったでしょうかって言われて答えられない人はあんまりいないと思うんですよ。
You know, I don't think anybody would get that wrong if they were asked by Jesus this question.
だから彼もですね、こう答えるしかなかったんです。37節。
So obviously, the scribe of the law also answered correctly.
その人に憐れみをかけてやった人です。
You know, and he probably wasn't too happy to have to say the Samaritan was the good guy, but he's like, yeah, well, I guess the expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him.
もうサマリア人というふうなもう言葉 を口にもしたくなかったのか、もう この人です。
You know, probably didn't want to say Samaritan, so just, you know, that guy, you know.
ねえ。でももうこの単純明快なイエス様のストーリーからもうそう答えるしかなかったんですね。
But you know, obviously the simple story that Jesus gave, there was no other answer.
そしてイエス様はこのように彼に伝えてこのストーリーが終わります。
So Jesus ends the story this way.
するとイエスは言われた。あなたも行って同じようにしなさい。
So you too go forth and do the same.
このイエス様のところにやってきた律法の専門家もはもちろん、このストーリーの中に登場した祭司もレビ人も律法をよく知っていました。
And you know, so this scribe that had asked the question to Jesus, he was very similar to the first two people that had walked by the injured man, the Levite and the priest.
祭司とレビ人は汚れた人には触れてはならないという律法を守るためにあえて傷ついている同胞のユダヤ人仲間であるはずのユダヤ人を避けて通ります。
Because the priest and the Levite had these rules that they wanted to keep and protect, it ended up that they had completely ignored their suffering countrymen.
だって律法によると、汚れた状態の人に触れたら自分も汚れちゃうから。
You know, listen, we have written in our laws, if we help out a man that's injured like that and bleeding, we will become dirty and we won't be able to perform our duties.
もう汚れてしまったら、いろんなこうややこしい捧げ物をして、いろんなプロセスを通らなければ清くならないから、なれないから、こうもう仕事にも支障をきたすから。
You know, and like, if I help this guy here, I gotta go through that whole sanctification process, and I gotta sacrifice birds, and I gotta, you know, I got a busy schedule this week. I don't have time for getting re-sanctified again.
彼らは律法を知っていたのに愛することができなかった。
Because they had these rules and they believed so strongly in the rules, they were not able to show love.
言い換えると、彼らは律法を知っていたから、愛することができなかったんです、この時。
We could actually say in this sense that because they were so knowledgeable of the law that they were not able to love.
彼らは律法を守ろうとする努力の中で、実は、聖書の本質である愛するという律法を破る結果になってしまいました。
But honestly, in their efforts to follow the rules and everything that they had set before them, they actually ended up breaking other rules.
逆に、登場したサマリア人は、律法をあまり意識しない律法のない民族でした。
But the Samaritan, he was just some dude. He didn't really think about the law.
でもこの人は傷ついて倒れていたユダヤ人を助けて看病したんですけども、それはただ哀れに思って行動に表しただけでした。
He was very simply just following his heart. He felt pity for this man that was injured and he helped him.
わかりますか？彼は律法を知らなかったんですけども、愛することによって律法を守ることになったわけです。
So even though the Samaritan didn't know the details of the law, through his actions, he was the one that was showing love and upholding the law.
じゃあどちらの人たちが神様の御心にかなったでしょう。
So who was it that, made the Lord happy?
聖書の中でははっきりと神様は律法を守り行うことではなくて愛を行うことを命じておられるんです。
It doesn't say anywhere in the Bible God is so happy when you follow the law. It is God is happy when you are showing love to your neighbors.
なぜかというと、すべて愛するときにはその愛を表すための行動が伴うんですけども、何かする私たちがする行動のすべてに愛が伴っているとは限らないからです。
You know, because whatever we do, the actions we have, if we can have love in it, which whatever we're doing, then it makes it a good thing.
神様は愛の伴っていない従順行動というのを喜ばれないんです。
But if we do something without love in it, you know, even it would normally have been something applaudable, it could become nothing without having the right heart.
このストーリーを聞いて私たちは、わ、サマリア人、このサマリア人に愛するって難しいなと思うかもしれない。
You know, and so you read this story, you're like, wow, the Samaritan, you know, he was the good guy. I don't know if that would be me. Would I be able to act in the same way as the Samaritan? You know, maybe if I wasn't able to stop and actually help the person like that, would I be a failure? Would I not be showing God's love? Am I going to hell?
でも私たちは自分自身を見たらそのように感じているのは本当に愛するということにおいて私たちはいつになっても失敗することがたくさんあります。
But you know, we can't worry about that kind of thing. We are all human. We all have our shortcomings.
僕も大阪に来る前にですね、そういうことがあったんですが、明らかに道路の反対側でですね、明らかに倒れてまでいないんですけど、塀にもたれかかって動けないでいるような人が見かけたことがあったんですけど、その人を急いでいて、どうしてももう遅れられないっていう理由で通り過ぎてしまったことがあります。
And to be honest, before I moved to Osaka area, I had this kind of experience where I saw somebody on the other side of the road and they weren't actually laying down, but they were leaning against the wall and they definitely looked like they needed help. But because I was in a busy mindset and I felt that I had no time for it, I went by.
まあ、実は今の奥さんとの初めてのデートの日だったので、
Actually, that was the first date
気持ちは分かって
ほしいんですけど、 I had with my wife, and so I'd like to blame it on that. I was a very nervous man at that point.
でも結局そのデートの間中、デートには間に合ったけれども、その間中ずっとあの人大丈夫だったかなと思って後悔しました。
But even, you know, after I had gone past the man, as I was having my date with my lovely wife to become, I still the whole time just couldn't get that man's the scene out of my head.
そして、結婚した今でも本当に妻、一番近くにいる妻を愛することにさえ失敗することたくさんあります。
But you know, even today after I did marry this wonderful lady and we are having a daily life together, there are still times when I even fail her.
こんなサマリア人のこのストーリーのように愛することは難しいなと思うんですけども、でもそのように愛せる理由は一つあります。
You know, the Samaritan loving someone he didn't even know, and that seems so difficult to be able to do the same thing, but actually it can be simply thought like this.
このストーリーをその現場で聞いていたイエス様の弟子の一人のヨハネという人がこのようふうに書いています。
And John, one of the disciples of Jesus, actually he wrote something down when he heard this story himself.
私たちは愛しています。神がまず私たちを愛してくださったからです。
And in 1 John 4:19, he wrote, "We love because he first loved us."
神様が私たちを愛してくださったことをどのように愛してくれているのか、無条件に愛されたということを体験することが私たち側から発する愛の源なんです。
When we have recognized God's unconditional love for us, undeserving us, after we've experienced that, only then can we turn and do the same for others.
このイエス様の例え話、良いサマリア人のストーリーの実は始まりは、もう少し前に同じ立法の専門家が永遠の命を得るにはどうしたらいいですかという質問から実は始まっていました。
Actually, if we were to pedal back from the story we just had about the Samaritan, this scribe of the law, he didn't start here. It started a little bit before that. He was actually asking other questions to Jesus about what do you have to do to get eternal life.
神様に受け入れられるために、神様に認められるためには、何をしたらいいんですかと考えたんです。
And how many of us, we want to, you know, find out what is it that we need to do to be, satisfy God, to get God's favor.
それに対してイエス様はさっき最初に読んだ聖書の箇所のように神を愛することです、その人を愛することです、それが律法を全うする唯一の道ですって言われたんです。
And you know, of course, in the same way, Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself, love your neighbor as God loves you.
それでも彼は納得できなくてはっきりさせたいので、じゃあ私の隣人は誰ですかと言ってこのストーリーが始まったわけです。
You know, but the scribe of the law, he wants details, and he wants to get it out like black and white, and so he was continuing to ask to get, you know, more detail as who would exactly be my neighbor.
ですから彼の考え方の中に、心の中の中心には、私はどうすれば神様に受け入れられるんですか、はっきり教えてください。
And so for this scribe of the law, you know, in his mind, all he could think about is, I just want to make sure that God is going to accept me, so what is it that I got to do to get accepted by God?
私は神様を愛しているし、律法を落ちなく守っているつもりなんですけど、念のために聞きます。どの隣人を愛すればいいんですか?
I love God and I follow the law, and so I'm pretty sure I'm all set. But just to make sure, exactly what do I need to do, God?
でもイエス様はそれについて愛することですと教えることで、実は律法をあなたは完全に満たすことはできませんということを実は伝えようとしていたんです。
But Jesus, as he answered that what you need to do is love, this made the man realize that his belief and his trust in the law was leaving him lacking.
なぜなら私たちも自分自身のことを考えたら分かるように愛することについて完璧な人は一人もいないんです。
You know, and if we really think about ourselves and our own lives, you know, the perfect love, the perfect situation, it's so rarely that we can actually do things exactly the way we wanted to.
もし神様に認められて受けられる道が、律法、ルールを行って毎日項目を全部チェックできたら OK っていうシステムだったら、ひょっとしたら守れるかもしれません。
If,You know, to be accepted by the Lord was all set up in a bunch of lovely, smart checklists. And if you could make it through the checklist each day and get all the boxes checked off, it's possible, yeah, you may make it through a few days where you'd actually be able to fill out and check out all the boxes on the list.
そうであるならみんな山の奥にこもって、あ、今日も嘘つかなかった。OK。
You know, but if that's the case, then like, let's just go all live in a mountain somewhere where you don't have to worry about like really, you know, a lot of things and just like, okay, I didn't tell any lies today. Good.
ね、そうしていけばひょっとしたらチェックマークつけるの簡単かもしれないけど。
It might be a lot easier to get that whole checklist done if you're all by yourself somewhere.
でも、神様は私たちの望んでいる人生というのはそうじゃないんですね。
But you know, that is not at all what God intended for us.
イエス様はこの一連のストーリー、このストーリーを彼との会話を通して、彼とそこにいた人たちと、そして私たちに律法を完璧に満たすことはあなたにはできないかもしれないけども、あなたは自分の行いで神様に受け入れられようとしているけど、それは十分じゃないんですということを伝えようとしていました。
And so Jesus was telling not only the scribe, but he was telling all the people that were present at that place, and he's telling it to us through the word, that there is nothing that we can do. There is no way that we can check off all the boxes on the list.
でもそこで終わってしまえば、すごいバッドニュースですよね。
But if that's the end of the story, I mean, everybody, we're all going down, right? That's terrible.
でもイエス様はこの良いサマリア人の例え話を通して、永遠の命を得る道があります。それは私ですということを彼に伝えてたんです。
But Jesus was trying to say, all right, everybody, get your eyes off of that checklist and look over here because there is another option and this way is the way that you need to believe in this love.
もしこのストーリーを聞いたり読んだことがあれば、私はどういうふうにこのサマリア人のように愛することができるだろうかっていうふうに考えやすいと思います。
And so instead of worrying about that checklist, then we start to think about, okay, so what is it that I need to do that I can love the way the Samaritan did?
だけどこの倒れていた強盗に自分を見つけたことがあるでしょうか。
So, have you ever found somebody that was half dead, beaten and robbed?
あの強盗に会った人たちは実は私たちの姿を映しています。
Actually, in your own life, you are the beat up, robbed person.
強盗というのが罪と罪の持つ力を支配を表しています。
And we were beaten down, and we were put in a suffering, half dead.Position by sin and everything else would try to choke the life out of us. And we cannot beat sin on our own.
そして罪のゆえに私たちは本当は持つことのできる喜びと平和を奪われています。
And so, we have the right to have hope and peace and joy in our lives, but it's being stolen from us by this sin.
そして私たちはその罪のゆえにそのまま放置されていれば、夜が来れば死ぬ、もしくは永遠に死ぬ運命だったんです。
And in our lives, our lives are like a blink in the bucket of time. If we are allowed to just lay there in sin and we continue to struggle without anybody coming to help us, we would die and indeed we would be perished forever.
そしてそこに通りかかった最初レビ人は、律法の象徴であり、それは私たちを助けることができないということです。
And so in the parable where the priest and the Levite came, this would be the rules and the laws of this world around us, and of course they would do no help to rescue us.
そしてそこにもう一人通りかかった良いサマリア人こそイエス様ご自身を表しています。
But to be honest, the Samaritan, the good Samaritan, that would be Jesus Christ.
聖書の中で、サマリア人が提供したブドウ酒というのはイエス様の血、流された血を象徴しています。そしてオリーブオイルは聖霊を表しています。
It says the Samaritan treated the injured man with oil and wine. The wine would be the symbol for Jesus' blood to purify us, and the oil would be the Holy Spirit.
つまりイエス様はこのストーリーを話しながらご自身がイエス様が十字架で私たちの罪と罰の身代わりとなって、血を流されたことによって私たちの罪が許されるんですということをこう表していました。
So through the story of the Good Samaritan, Jesus is actually implying that he is the one that is going to be the one to rescue us and through his blood that we are redeemed and the oil of the Holy Spirit can come down into us.
そして聖霊が私たちのうちに住んで私たちを新しく作り変えて私たちがこの世で受けた傷と恥を癒すという。
And because he took upon himself, that which we should have endured, and instead we can have life, and we can have life more abundantly, and we can be healed.
そして、宿屋は教会を指しているんじゃないかなって思うんです。
And I believe that the, taking the injured person to the inn could be like Jesus as he brings us into the church.
イエス様はご自身が救われた人々を教会においてイエス様もう一度帰ってくる時まで、私たちを教会の中で回復させてそして養われるんです。
And so Jesus brings another one of the injured to the church and he said, until I return again, take care of this one and help them to be nursed back to health.
このサマリア人はストーリーの中で今必要なお支払いを余分に与えてそして行くけどもまた帰ってきて足りなかった分は全部支払います私がと言いました。
You know, in the story it said how the Samaritan gave money to the innkeeper and said, okay, this is enough for now to take care of him, but if when I get back there is something else that needs to be paid for, I will take care of that as well.
ですから私もイエス様と出会って救われたら救われましたで終わりではなくてその後の人生をイエス様が養ってくださりそして教会の必要もご自身が満たしてくださりイエス様が、必ず戻ってくるんだという約束をここで見せています。
And so through the, what this would mean in our lives is how if Jesus is indeed the Samaritan, then we could not only be redeemed when he had rescued us from the, at first, of course, his blood was enough to rescue us from death, but it means that it's a continuous process throughout our life that we continue to need Jesus to come and to give us more, and we are waiting expectantly for his return.
イエス様は約束された通りにもう一度この地に来られて全ての悪を取り除いて全てを新しくされてこの世界をご自身の国として治めます。
Jesus is coming back and he's going to straighten things out and he's going to make a new kingdom on earth.
私はこの地上で生きている限り恥を受けたり傷ついたり傷んだりするかもしれないけどもでもイエス様と顔と顔と合わせて会うときにそれも全て、拭い去られて、私の流した涙もすべて拭い去られて、神様と共に住む永遠の栄光の中に招き入れられるんです。
And so, although we still may endure, we may have suffering, we may have tears shed, we may have pain and things in this life, when we are able to stand face to face with Jesus Christ, all of that will be taken away, will be renewed, and we will be made complete in Him.
そこまでを含んで、イエス様は私に救いと希望を与えようとしているんです。
And so, for the between time, while we are here now, waiting for him to see him face to face, in this in between time, Jesus is continuing to help us to recover in this process.
イエス様は自分のところにやってきた律法の専門家のこの質問を通して、用いて、彼とそこにいた人たちと、そして今を生きる私たちにも、その救いと将来の希望を伝えようとしています。
Through this parable of the Good Samaritan, he was trying to share to that scribe of the law, to all the people that were there with the scribe, and to, of course, us as we read this story, just another way to explain the gospel and what it means, to have salvation.
私はこのサマリア人に自分を重ねたときに、いや、こんな風に愛せないよって思うかもしれないけども、でも、イエス様だけがこのような完全な愛を持っておられて、その愛で私たちを先に愛してくださいました。
We look at the Samaritan and how he was able to love the person he didn't know, and we say, we can't do like that. We're not able to do that, but that is not the point. The point is that Jesus did it already. He is the one that loved us unconditionally in that way.
して神様のその無条件の愛を私が知れば知るほど私たちは愛することを学ぶようになるのです。
But the more that we just are able to soak in this unconditional love from our Maker, from God, and Jesus' teachings, then we can then turn and give it to others.
隣人を愛しなさいって書いてあるから愛さなきゃいけないっていうふうに立法ルールに突き動かされるんじゃなくて、
You know, there's no way you're going to be moved by, okay, well, it's written in the law, I got to love my neighbor, so I'm just going to follow my rules and I'm going to love my neighbor.
ルールに立法に書いてあるからこれをしてこれはしちゃいけないんだっていうふうにそれにの不安や恐れに動かされるんじゃなくて、
You know, that would only lead to worry, like, oh my goodness, am I following these rules well enough or anything? It's not going to lead to joy.
神様がこんな風に私を愛してくれたんだということを思い出すときに私たちもその愛に突き動かされて自然に動くようになります。
The way we are moved to love others is when we have this overwhelming feeling of joy, like thank you God for all that you've done for me, the love that you feel, oh I feel this is something I want to share with other people, and only through that feeling is when we can actually be able to love like Jesus does。
そして新約聖書のたくさんの部分を書いたパウロという人がイエス様の言葉を用い引用して、ガラテアという町に住んでいたクリスチャンたちに次のように手紙を書きました。
And so as we go through the Bible in the New Testament, the disciple or the apostle Paul also took Jesus' words and he explained it to the church in Galatia this way.
兄弟たち、あなた方は自由を与えられるために召されたのです。ただその自由を肉の働く機会としないで愛を持って互いに使いなさい。律法の全体はあなたの隣人をあなた自身のように愛せよという一語を持って全うされるのです。私は言います。御霊によって歩みなさい。そうすれば決して肉の欲望を満足させるようなことはありません。御霊の実は愛です。
Okay, so looking in Galatians chapter 5, kind of going through some of the verses from 13 to 22. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh, but...The fruit of the Spirit is love.
パウロは私たちにこう言うんです。私たちはイエス様の福音によって罪とその支配から自由にされました。
Paul likes to say, in his writings how through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross we have been made free from the grips of death and sin.
でもその自由は自分が好きなように思いつくままに好きに勝手していいんだという自由じゃなくて、
But it's not the kind of freedom where we just like, yeah, I'm free, I can do whatever I want.
あなたのうちに住んでいる聖霊はあなたを愛することに導きます。
But we have been purified, we've been free from sin so that we can love others.
律法がどう教えてるんだろうっていうことに考えて、判断をするんじゃなくて、愛することに、愛によって全てを判断してください。
So we don't try to make our decisions through the law and how the law would have us move in order to work in the right direction, but we are moved by love, and that is what is our compelling force.
ですから私たちが毎日の生活の中で全てのこと、いろんな選択、決断をしなきゃいけません。その時に全てのことを、これは神様を愛することだろうか、これは隣人を愛することだろうかという愛の基準で判断をするということです。
So when we are going through life, when we get to those forks in the road, when we have to make decisions, we can, instead of thinking about what's the rules, we can think about, if I am doing this, would be showing God's love. If I do this, would I be sharing God's love with others? And we can use that as our basis for making our decisions.
もし私たちがこの質問に、素直に答えるならば、そこから出てくる答えは必ず律法の精神を守るものになります。
And so, if we answer this question, does this show my love to God? If we answer this, honestly and purely, to be honest, most of it's going to always be following the rules of the law anyway.
イエス様はそのように生きられましたし、私たちをイエス様は私たちをもこの生き方に招いておられます。
Jesus was able to live that way, and he encourages us to live that way as well.
そしてパウロは、イエスのようにイエス様のように生きる秘訣は聖霊によって歩むことで、聖霊に導かれて歩むなら愛を生み出しますと言っています。
And so Paul was saying that in order to live to be like Jesus, that we need the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit's power, we can indeed live like Jesus did.
実は彼自身もともとは律法の専門家で、もうその律法にがんじがらめで生きてました。
Paul, before he was Paul, back when he was Saul, he was a man of the Bible. He studied the law like that scribe that was asking Jesus questions.
でもイエス様と出会って、彼は聖霊を受けて、福音を、その後福音を伝えて、こう教会をいろんな土地に建てて、人々をイエス様を人々に紹介するという素晴らしい愛を表していくために生きていきました。
But Paul was changed drastically when the Holy Spirit came down and touched him, and through the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, he started to understand God's true love and the forgiveness that can come for anyone, and he shared that through the gospel and churches as he was helping churches to be started all around.
聖霊が私たちを助けてくださるというのは、私たちに聖書の教え、ルールが何だったかなというのを思い起こさせているわけじゃないんです。
The Holy Spirit working in us is not about, okay, the Holy Spirit just gives us little reminders when we need to know what the right way to do things is by giving us those rules from the Bible back in our ear.
でも聖霊はいつも私たちをイエス様に導きます。イエス様を思い起こさせます。
What the Holy Spirit does do, the Holy Spirit will teach us the ways that Jesus would do things.
イエス様がどのような方であり、私のためにどんなことをしてくださったのか。
You know, and exactly what did Jesus do for us, and what a wonderful, loving, master we serve.
イエス様を自分の救い主として信じるすべての人のうちに聖霊は住んでくださいます。
And so, through the belief in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit will start to work into us, what it is to be like Jesus.
それゆえ私たちはイエス様がそうされたんならば、私もそうやってみようという生き方をすることができるんです。
And through that way of understanding the Holy Spirit working in us, when we read about Jesus and what he did, oh, that's wonderful. I want to do like that.
そしてそれがイエス様と共に生きるイエス様の弟子として生きるクリスチャンの生き方です。
And this is the way we will deepen our relationship with Jesus, and this is how we work to become disciples of Jesus.
この良いサマリア人の例えを読んだときに、一つおかしいなと思ったことがありました。
Through this parable of the Good Samaritan, there was something I kind of puzzled over for a while.
イエス様がこの律法の専門家の質問に答えるには、サマリア人が彼を助けてあげましたよっていうところで終わっても、ポイントは十分伝えられたはずなんです。
You know, when he told the parable of the Good Samaritan, what he was trying to explain, the message he was trying to give to the scribe of the law, when the Samaritan helped the man that was injured and took him and took care of him, that should have been the end of the story.
だけどイエス様はそこから先に助けた人を宿屋に連れて行って、すべての経費を払って、そして自分は出かけていくけども、その後の費用も全部保証しますというちょっと追加のようなストーリーを通して、そこに聞いていたイエス様の弟子たちに、あることを見せようとしてたんだと思います。
But there was actually another chapter to the story. He didn't end with just the saving scene. After he rescued the man, he put him on the donkey, he brought him to the inn, he paid the innkeeper and said, I'll be back if there's anything else I have to pay later. And I believe that that next chapter, the second chapter of that story was indeed trying to give a message to his disciples.
イエス様はそれを聞いている弟子たちにこれから建てようとしているイエス様の教会のイメージを与えようとしていました。
I believe that Jesus was trying to give the disciples an image or a vision for what it would be like to have a healthy church, to be helping other people and what it would mean to try to bring up others in this way.
もう強盗に殺されかけて助けてもらった人はもうそういう状態ですから自分を助けてくれた人がどんな人だったかわからないですよね。
You know, and so after you found somebody that's half dead and they're not able to do anything, they're just laying there, it's hard for us to tell exactly what has happened in their life.
生きている。ここどこだろう。
You know, am I alive? Where am I? What happened?
その人、ここはどこですか。
Yeah,
何があったんですか。
You, what happened? Where am I? What happened?
その宿屋の主人から彼は知れる限りのことを自分を助けてくれた人のことをもう知れる限り聞いたでしょう。
So maybe the man had just come to his senses in the inn, and so he asked the innkeeper, "What happened? Who was it? Who helped me?" And maybe the innkeeper would have given a little bit of background information on the Samaritan.
そしてそこで十分に回復した後、その人どうしたと思いますか
？And so what do you think happened after that? After the Jewish man that had recovered from almost dying, what do you think he'd do after he left the inn?
宿屋は全部主人が世話をしてくれるから快適でここに住み着いちゃおうかな。
Yeah, well, that guy said he's going to take care of me till he gets back. I just I could kick it back here. They got cable.
きっと違いますよね。
I don't think that's probably the way it happened.
きっと回復したらもう出かけて行って、生活に戻って会う人、家族や友達会った人にこんなことがあったんだけど、こんな人が現れて助けて救ってくれたんだって話を多分伝えたと思います。
Wouldn't you think that he would probably have gone back to his regular life, go back to his work or whatever, to his family, but he would be telling everyone what had happened to him first of all, and about this person that had rescued him.
きっと仕事ができるように回復したら仕事にも復帰して、職場でも実は今働けることが働くことができるのでこういうことがあったからなんだこういう人がいたからなんだって話すでしょ。
Sure, I'm sure if he was healthy enough and he was able, he would go back to work. And as he started working again, he would be grateful and thankful for whoever it was that helped to get him to the inn that he could be able to come back and have another life, a chance at life.
そしてもし道端で倒れている人を彼が見つけたなら彼はどうするでしょう。
And so what if this man now was walking down the road from his job that he had been helped before and he now sees someone else lying on the road?
僕もあんなところあんな感じだったのに誰か助けてくれたなってことを思い出すでしょ。
Don't you think he'd say, that was me. Somebody stopped and helped me. That was me just like that on the road.
そして彼も自分誰かが自分にしてくれたように彼もきっとするのが自然に彼にとって自然なことになるでしょう。
Don't you think it would be natural for him to go and help that person because he knows what it was like to be in that position?
そして自分を助けてくれたあの人が町にやってきたという知らせが聞こえたならばもう彼を急いで見つけていってその彼の前にひれ伏して感謝するでしょ
う。And what if the man who was taken to the inn, he heard that the person that had saved him and rescued him was coming to town. Don't you think he would rush to go and see him and to just to say thank you with from the bottom of his heart?
ああどうやって俺を言ったらいいか分かりません。
Thank you so much. I don't know how to say thank you enough.
もう私はあの時死んだはずでした。
I was going to die.
しかしあなたが私を助けてくれたので私は今生きています。
You rescued me. You saved my life.
あなたにどうやって感謝を表していいかわからないです。
I don't know how to say thank you enough.
あなたのお役に立てることないでしょうか。
If there's anything I could do to just show you my appreciation.
何をもってお返しすればいいでしょうか。
What could I do for you?
きっとサマリア人はこう答えるでしょう。
So the good Samaritan, he would probably say something like this.
ああ、友よ、あなたがその後も無事で本当によかった。
You know, I'm so glad to see you're well again.
私があなたに望むことは、私があなたにしてあげたように、あなたも誰かにしてあげることです。
The only thing I request you to do is that if you see someone else in your situation, please help them in the way I helped you.
私があなたを愛したように、あなたも誰かの隣人となって愛してください。
Please, in the way that I loved you, if there's someone in need next to you, your neighbor, please love them in the same way.
それが私の願い、私にとって一番嬉しいことです。
That would make me the most happy if you just would do that.
ここにこの福音によって福音を信じることによって救われた私たちと教会がこの地で果たすべき役割が表されているように思うんです。
This is exactly what we as a church need to be doing.
この世には傷ついている人がたくさんいます。
There's lots of people that are hurting and dying and half dead on the road out there.
今日この中にもいるかもしれません。
There may be someone that's like that in here.
生まれ育った環境やいろんな人間関係で傷ついているかもしれません。
Something that was just troublesome all the way from their childhood in their own home. Something that happened with people that were around them in their lives.
仕事やいろんな人間関係で、ストレスを抱えて不安になってるかもしれない。
There could have been stress from work, from people that they just were, you know, always being told things from, or just people that didn't get along with.
いろんなことへの恐れで安心や喜びを感じられないで生きてるかもしれない。
There may be things that they're worried about and fearful of and just not able to feel peace.
何のために生きて、生まれてきて何のために生きているのかわからない人生をやり過ごして しまう人がたくさんいます。
There are so many people out there that just live life, didn't know really what is their purpose, what is their meaning of life.
そして、きっと私たちはみんなその人にすでに出会ってるんじゃないかなって思うんです。
And there's so many times that we've probably already met these people in that situation.
で、誰がその人に目を留めて、そしてその人に手を差し伸べてタッチし、触れて、愛と憐れみを表すことができるでしょう。
So who is it that we can reach out to and not turn our eyes away from, but just reach out and share and love them the way Jesus loves us.
誰が教会を宿屋のように心を休めて回復できる場所を作り、福音を体験できる場所を作ることができるでしょうか。
Who can we invite into the inn to take a time of recovery? Who can we take and try to rescue from their suffering?
誰がその人のその人にとっての福音となることができるでしょうか。
Who can we help? Who is the neighbor that we can show our love to? Who can we share the gospel with?
すでにイエス様と出会い福音を信じた人以外にいないんです。
You know, besides the people that already know the gospel,
僕が本当に嬉しいなと思うのは自分の人生の中で誰かがそのようにしてくれたことです。
For my own life personally, I'm so thankful for the person that reached out to me.
そしてきっと皆さんの人生にもそういう人がいたんじゃないかなと思うんです。
And I really think there must have been somebody in your life that did the same for you too.
そして2000年前から始まったこの教会というムーブメントはその連鎖をルールを守ることの連鎖によってではなくてこのように愛を触れ持って次の人に触れていくということを通してずっと続いてきて今もこうしてあるんです。
So the church has been alive for 2,000 years and it's not because of the laws that they keep upholding but instead it's just the repeat and the repeat of someone that is sharing love with someone else someone that's reaching out that hand and not turning their eyes and someone is trying to help those that are injured and bringing them into the inn.
そして私たちもきっと道端で倒れてそのままでは死んでしまうもうような状態だったのを救ってもらった本当に助けてもらったという経験があるかもしれない。
And so how many of us have experienced that we were half dead and we were rescued from a life that was just leading to destruction?
もしそうならイエス様があなたにもこう言ってるの聞こえるでしょうか。
And so if we have been rescued in the same way as the Samaritan did, Jesus would be telling this to us as well.
友よ私はあなたを愛しています。
I love you, my child.
私があなたをあなたにしてあげたようにあなたも誰かにしてあげてほしい。
In the same way that I rescued you, please go and try to help someone else.
私があなたを愛したようにあなたも誰かの隣人となって愛を表してほしい。
In the same way that I loved you, please go and love your neighbors.
そしてそのようにして、イエス様の愛に触れられた人はイエス様の愛を体験してその人もまた同じように次の人に傷んだ人に触れていくようになります。
And so through this momentum we can see how someone who has experienced the true love of Jesus in the same way they're going to appreciate it so much that they go forth and they just start to repeat the process.
イエス様はそれを最高に喜ばれるんです。
That is what makes Jesus happier than anything else.
イエス様の愛を受けて私たちがイエス様の生きたように生きるときに
When we receive the love that Jesus gives us, it makes us alive.
自分の人生の価値や自分が生きている意味を自分で作り出そうとして生きるんじゃなくて、
not from trying to, you know, find the best path for our life that we can be the most prosperous or the most successful. It's not on the things that we try to set up.
イエス様が私にこうしてくださったから、イエス様がそうされたから私も同じようにするんだというふうに生きるならば、
if we are living a life where Jesus did this for me, what can I do for somebody else?
それが私たちにとってイエス様を褒めたたえて生きる生き方になっていきます。
That is a life of worship if we do indeed live with no other goal than to show Jesus' love to others.
そのようにして私たちは自分の人生を通して神様に喜んでいただいて、
And so as we are living this way, it's just going to bring so much joy to Jesus and to the people around us.
そして私たちの人生を通してまた次の誰かが誰かの隣人になることによってその人は神様を見出すことができるように助けることができます。
And we can help someone else who is in turn going to through our actions and through our good example do the same thing for others and we're helping others to bear fruit.
それこそが神様を褒めたたえて生きる人生の生き方じゃないかなと思うんです。
This is the life that we can live that would show that we really love the Lord and this is our way to truly show our appreciation of what we have.
聖書が私たちに伝えようとしている福音というのはそれを信じるすべての人を救う神様の力です。
And so the gospel in the Bible, this is what it's all about, and this is the power that will rescue all people.
福音は私たちを永遠の死から救い出して新しい命を与えるものです。
The gospel is the love that has rescued us from our lives of sin and gives us eternal life.
そして毎日の生活の中でイエス様と同じように生きる力を、新しい力を与えるものです。
And each and every day that we wake up, it gives us new power and energy for that day.
私の人生が福音で満たされるように願います。
We pray that the gospel will continue to empower us and give us this love and strength every day.
私たちの教会の中に福音が満たされるように。
That the gospel will continue to just grow in this place.
そして私たちが誰の隣人になってあげられるかな、誰にとっての福音になれるかなと考えて、一日一日過ごせたらいいなって思います。
That we can have enough extra that we wake up in the morning and say, Who is it that I can help? Who can I show Jesus' love to today?
お祈りして終わります。
Let's pray.
イエス様、あなたが傷んでいる私たちを通り過ぎてしまう神様ではなくて、手を差し伸べて、触れて、救い、私たちを癒してくださるお方であること、ありがとうございます。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for being a God that doesn't walk by us on the other side of the road, but you took the time, you stopped, you reached out, and you rescued us, and you healed us.
イエス様がどのように私を愛してくださり、どんなところから救い出してくださったのか、それを忘れることがないように、どうぞ思い出させてください。
Please continue to remind us of what you have done for us in our lives and how you indeed have rescued us from the death and sin around us.
そして私たちが聖書にこう書いてある、どう書いてあるということじゃなくて、イエス様がこうしてくださったから、私もそうやって見るんだ、そうやって生きるんだという生き方をどうぞ導いてください。
Lord, help us to understand the Bible is not a book full of rules and checkboxes, but it's a book that is full of hope and it's just examples of how Jesus reached out and rescued people and how he's reaching out to rescue us and that we can have hope in our lives.
神様、あなたが本当にどんなに私たちを大きな愛で、愛してくださったのか、それが本当に私たち一人一人、本当に心の奥底から分かるように、どうぞあなたの愛で満たしてください。
Lord, fill us with your love. Fill us with your love, your deep and unconditional love. Let us understand what it means, for the sacrifice that you are willing to give, that you can make a relationship with us.
そしてあなたを愛することを教えてください。
Teach us, Lord, how to love you.
そして私が誰の隣人になってその人を愛することができるのか、どうぞ教えてください。
And Lord, teach us how we can be that good neighbor. We can be the one to love those around us that are most in need.
今日ひょっとしたら傷を受けて本当に痛んで悲しんで、もし落ち込んでいる人がいるかもしれません。
Yeah, we don't even know in this place, or it could be ourselves. Is there someone that is injured or feels like they have been half beaten up to death?
イエス様、どうぞあなたがそのこう通り過ぎてしまわないお方ですから、その人に今触れて、そして癒し、慰めを与えてください。
Lord, we know you don't want to pass anyone by. We ask you to touch whoever it is that is injured, whoever it is that is in need of healing, Lord, and that you will be their healing, Lord.
イエス様、あなたがどんなにその人を愛しているのか分かるように、どうぞあなたが触れてください。
Jesus, please touch them in a way that they will understand who it was that has given them new life and new hope.
イエス様、新しい一週間を生きる力が感じられない人に新しい力を注いでください。
Lord, for those who don't look forward to the week, who are just always looking in a dark tunnel, that you will be a light to them, that you will give them hope for this week.
イエス様、あなたが本当に私たちを見捨てることなく、見放すことなく愛してくださってありがとうございます。
Thank you so much for not turning your back on us, for not walking by us, but for just loving us so much.
いっぱい失敗、愛することに本当に失敗たくさんするけれども、それでもイエス様がされたように生きたいんです。
How many times we fail and we need to get helped again? It's just, it's embarrassing sometimes to ourselves, but even through all of that, you continue to love us and just encourage us.
どうぞ、日々の生活をどうぞ導き、あなたの力を与えてください。
Please, Lord, just continue to lead us in our daily lives.
イエス様の皆によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.